Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with the Discovery Institute here in Seattle, Washington. We have on the show with us today Dr. Michael Keyes, Senior Fellow at Discovery Institute. Dr. Keyes earned a PhD in the history of science from the University of Oklahoma, and he's now a professor of the history of philosophy of science at the College at Southwestern in Fort Worth, Texas. Dr. Keyes has co-authored high school and college science curricula, and he also leads workshops for teachers on how to teach about controversial scientific subjects like Darwinian evolution. So as a result, Dr. Keyes is very well situated to talk about a curriculum aimed at high school and college students called True You to help them understand worldview issues when they get to college. So Dr. Keyes, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Glad to be here, Casey, and I'm happy to tell you what True You is all about. I think it's an extraordinary new curriculum that offers tremendous resources for high school students and college students to get a better grip on what they think about the world. The big questions, you know, what's the ultimate reality? What is that upon which all else depends? And how do we know this? What's the evidence for it?
Well, obviously, the True You curriculum gets into the topic of intelligent design quite a bit, and I think we're going to talk about that some more before the end of this podcast. But can you first just tell our listeners a little bit about what inspired True You and what brought True You into existence?
Well, we've noticed that there's been an increasing militancy of the so-called new atheists who claim that there is a science-based argument for God's non-existence. And as we've looked at that, we realized, yes, there needs to be a solid scientific response to that because we think that the evidence actually points to an intelligent designer. Now, who is the designer, is not something that science can address, but the atheists are telling us that somehow we can know that a designer does not exist of the sort that would make this sort of universe. And furthermore, they have very specific arguments against the Christian version of who the creator is. And so on one level, we're looking at the scientific evidence for intelligent design. And then we also take the next step in response to the new atheists of, once we have good reason to think there is a designer, then the question is, how do you go about addressing who is the designer, which is goes beyond the natural sciences?
Of course, Dr. Keyes, I think one of the criticisms of the new atheists is that they don't really have a whole lot new to say. As a matter of fact, maybe the one distinguishing mark of the new atheists is that they tend to be a lot louder and maybe you might say less civil than the old atheists, perhaps. But their arguments are certainly being heard in the public square. Do you sense that these arguments are having an impact on college and high school students who are impressed, perhaps, by somebody who says something with a lot of confidence and a lot of bluster and a lot of bluffing, using all the noise and ruckus that the new atheists are raising, and that they're convinced by that? So is there a real need for a curriculum like True You to address some of these topics to high school and college students?
I think there is, Casey, definitely, and it's becoming more and more cool to be a very explicit atheist and to visit the numerous blogs where people are ranting and raving about how supposedly science makes it possible to be an intellectually fulfilled atheist and following in the footsteps of Richard Dawkins and the like. And so my colleague, Steve Meyer, in seeing these developments, recognized that there was a need to specifically address the arguments of the new atheists, not only in the area of science, but also in the area of history and archaeology. And is there any good reason to believe that we can know anything more specific about this God that seems to be implicated by the evidence for intelligent design? So, yeah, I think that the True You curriculum, which is a DVD-based curriculum, is well poised to answer the challenges of the new atheists and to show that their scientific pretensions are largely vacuous, largely empty, because the arguments for design are very strong compared to the alternative arguments for completely impersonal material process as being the cause of the origin of the universe and life.
So obviously this TrueU curriculum is going to get into the topic of intelligent design quite a bit, and it's really going to hit hard on the new atheist claim that there is obviously no intelligent designer, that we can explain all of life, all of the universe, without any recourse to some kind of an intelligent cause. So I know that, Dr. Keyes, you have been a longtime proponent of intelligent design. How did you personally get involved with the TrueU project, and what is the role that you're playing in this project?
My role is to develop the discussion questions, the teaching materials to go with the DVD lectures. Steve Meyer is the professor, if you will, of this TrueU, as in True University. He is the professor for the first two lesson sets, each of which has 10 half-hour lessons. That were filmed with a live studio audience of students who are actually in a real course in Colorado Springs. And Steve Meyer asked me to come onto the project to develop, as I say, the teaching materials and also to provide other resources on the TrueU website that would enable the users of TrueU to get the most out of the product.
So let's talk a little bit about how this product could be used. Who would be the users of this project, and how would they be able to use it?
Well, this project is under the umbrella of Focus on the Family, and it is specifically designed for Christian groups to use in private educational settings, homeschool settings, youth groups, and so on. We think that the material is defensible on publicly accessible grounds, that is, evidence that's publicly accessible in the sciences and in archaeology and in history, but we have designed it specifically for a Christian audience, but we think that many others may be interested in just picking it up and finding out for themselves what they think of the arguments, where they lead, and whether or not we're able to show that there really is good reason to believe that God exists.
I think this leads us into the next question, Dr. Keyes. Obviously, there's this accusation that we have heard a million times from people who want to just dismiss intelligent design. They'll claim that ID is just religion dressed up as science. So if you're working with Focus on the Family, you know, developing a curriculum that gets into the identity of the designer, that starts to investigate, you know, sort of biblical claims about who God is, and yet you're talking about intelligent design, does this mean that ID is religion and not science? Or what does this say about the whole project and whether or not this is a scientifically based argument?
Well, I think it's very clear that the intelligent design research program can only take you so far. Namely, it can only take you to the conclusion that some kind of designing intelligence is responsible for the origin of the universe and the origin of life and its, the basic kinds of life. So this can be pursued as a scientific research program, and legitimately so. To address the identity of the designer requires other disciplinary perspectives. It requires study of history and philosophy and theology. These other larger questions simply cannot be addressed by science. But, of course, people desire to have a consistent world and life view that would take into account not just the findings of science, but also discussions in other disciplines. So as a person wanting to have a complete world and life view that's consistent with all the best evidence, it makes sense that you would want to go beyond simply what the natural sciences can enable you to know. So that's why TrueU, the second lesson set, which is called Is the Bible Reliable?, addresses archaeological evidence for the historical reliability of the Christian scriptures. But the two topics need not be coupled with each other. I mean, one may be, some people are only interested in the scientific arena, and that's fine. But science can only take you so far. So I think this curriculum shows that, for one thing, that intelligent design has theological, religious implications, but it itself is not religious. In a similar way as scientific materialists, those who think that nature is all there is and think that science shows that things that look design are really only a result of an unguided material process. This, too, has religious implications, implications such that perhaps God does not exist or that he's not the sort of God that's described in the Bible or whatever. And I think everyone is free to pursue those religious implications to their heart's content, but just recognize that when they take the step of trying to identify what does this really mean for the purpose of life, the meaning of life, that that's going beyond what the natural sciences are able to tell us.
Yeah, I think you've made a really good point there, Dr. Keyes. Obviously, intelligent design itself is a scientifically based argument, but scientifically based arguments can still have religious implications. So you can talk about sort of the larger philosophical implications, and that does not negate the scientific status of that theory. As a matter of fact, if the religious, or you might say anti-religious implications of a theory disqualified it from being science, well, what would that do to neo-Darwinism when there are so many evolutionists who have said, like Richard Dawkins said, Darwin made it possible to be an intellectually fulfilled atheist. And Dawkins is just one of many, many people who have made those kinds of arguments. They're welcome to make those arguments and to see larger philosophical or religious, or you might say anti-religious, implications from their theories. But that does not negate the scientific evidence that may or may not support Darwinian evolution. We have to test these scientific questions separately from their implications. And just because we may or may not like those implications doesn't mean that we can just dismiss the science. Ironically, that's what so many people do to intelligent design. A lot of people try to dismiss the evidence by saying, well, as long as you're saying that there are religious implications here, this is just religion and I can ignore the argument. But that's not true. There's a scientific argument that has to be faced and dealt with squarely here. And I have seen the TrueU segments on intelligent design, and I think they do a really good job of laying out those arguments. So I just want to boil this down for our listeners here, Dr. Key, so they understand exactly what TrueU is. This is a curriculum that can be used to show to high school and college students who are sort of being hit over the head with a materialistic worldview or other worldviews that are common in the university today, help show them that there are theistic-friendly reasons for rejecting those worldviews, and that this is not just an arbitrary faith claim. This is backed by scientific evidence and logical arguments. And obviously, the intelligent design component makes a very strong scientific case that there at least is an intelligent designer behind life. Now, obviously, this curriculum is going to go beyond that. It's going to talk about other arguments for who the designer is and for the God of the Bible being the designer. It goes way beyond intelligent design. But the bottom line is you've got sort of this full package that deals with these worldview issues. And with Stephen Meyer heading up the intelligent design portion of these lectures, it's a wonderful presentation of the evidence for intelligent design. So is there anything else, Dr. Keyes, that you'd like our listeners to know about the TrueU curriculum before we move on?
Yes, I think just as the new atheists claim that, when you get them in a debate situation, they make a cumulative case for atheism that's based in part on science, which we think those arguments are not well-founded, but they do have scientific arguments. But they also make many theological claims about what any God worth existing would have done or would not have done in creating the world. And so we think that there are good answers to the theological issues raised by the new atheists, and we are now providing them in this curriculum. So in many ways, this is just the next reasonable step, given sort of where our culture is going, given how the new atheists are making arguments that include explicit theological assumptions that we think are not well-founded. We think there's a better way to handle these issues, and we want high school students who are preparing for college, and early college students especially, to have access to the best scholarship in all of these different areas, and is very much in harmony with the latest findings in the natural sciences, the social sciences, archaeology, and history. So it's an exciting curriculum. It could be used in homeschool, Christian school, and many different environments appropriately.
Well, that's very exciting, Dr. Keyes. And I want to make note of something. I know that you are the main contributor to a TrueU blog that's covering many of these issues. So where can our listeners find out more information about the TrueU blog?
If you go to TrueU.org, so that's true, and then U as in university, TrueU.org, that's the homepage, and you'll find there the free downloadable lesson plans and links to other resources that support the arguments that Steve Meyer makes in the lesson set, Does God Exist? And you also find a link to the blog there, and that's where my work particularly comes in. I've tried to post a blog about every day or so that connects recent events with the sort of arguments that Steve Meyer makes for the existence of God based on intelligent design scientific research. And we think that this will help users of the curriculum, both the students as well as instructors, to stay up with the latest developments and help them to perhaps interest other people in going through the curriculum themselves. Even just, someone could pop these in their own laptop and have a private screening of them and think about the topics. And I think it'll spark a lot of interesting conversations on college campuses, especially in light of the rising militancy of atheist student groups on college campuses. This is a great opportunity for students from a Christian perspective to provide challenges to the claims that atheists are making on campus and have a reasoned approach to their own faith.
Okay, well, again, this is a very exciting project, Dr. Keyes, and we really appreciate the time that you've taken to put into this project. Again, the website is trueu.org. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.